Chapter 12.
Klaus! Violet cried. Klaus! Don't do it!
Foreman Flacatono whirled around, his beady eyes glaring from over his surgical mask.
Why, if it isn't the two other midgets, he said. You're just in time to see the accident.
It's not an accident, Violet said.
You're doing it on purpose. Let's not split hairs, the foreman said,
using an expression which here means argue over something that's not at all important.
You've been in on this all the time, Violet shouted. You're in cahoots with Dr. Orwell and Shirley. So what?
Foreman Flacatono said.
Delooney!
Sonny shrieked, which meant something along the lines of, You're not just a bad foreman, you're an evil person.
I don't know what you mean, little midget, Foreman Flacatono said, and I don't care. Klaus, you lucky boy, please continue.
No, Klaus, Violet shouted. No! Kowtow! Sonny shrieked.
Your words will do no good, Foreman Flacatono said. See?
Sonny saw, all right, as she watched her barefoot brother walking over to the log as if his sisters had not spoken. But Violet was not looking at her brother. She was looking at Foreman Flacatono and thinking of everything he had said. The terrible foreman was right, of course. The words of the two unhypnotized Baudelaires would do no good. But Violet knew that some words would help. The book she was holding had told her, in between hmms, that there was a word that was used to command Klaus, and a word that would unhypnotize him. The eldest Baudelaire realized that Foreman Flacatono must have used the command word just now, and she was trying to remember everything that he had said. He'd called Klaus a twerp, but it seemed unlikely that twerp would be the word. He'd said log, and he'd said push, but those didn't seem likely either. She realized with despair that the command word could almost be anything.
That's right, Foreman Flacatono said, as Klaus reached the log. Now, in the name of Lucky Smells Lumber Mill, push the log in the path of the saw.
Violet closed her eyes and racked her brain, a phrase which here means, tried to think of other times the command word must have been used. Foreman Flacatono must have used it when Klaus caused the first accident, the one that broke Phil's leg.
You lucky midget, Violet remembered the foreman had said, will be operating the machine.
And Klaus had said, yes, sir, in that faint, hypnotized voice. The same voice he had used before he had gone to sleep just the previous night.
Egoo!
Sonny shrieked in fear as the of the saw grew louder and rougher. Klaus had pushed the log up to the saw, and Charles's eyes grew even wider as the blade began to slice the wood, getting closer and closer to where Charles was tied up. As she remembered Klaus's yes, sir, before he went to sleep, Violet realized she must have used the command word herself, by accident. She racked her brain again, straining to remember the conversation. Klaus had called his baby sister Susan, instead of Sonny, and then asked if he would really feel better in the morning. But what had Violet replied?
Keep pushing, you lucky midget,
Foreman Flacatono said, and Violet knew in an instant. Lucky.
Lucky!
The eldest Baudelaire shouted, not bothering to hide the word in a sentence, as the foreman did.
Push the log away from the saw, Klaus.
Yes, sir, Klaus said quietly, and the Baudelaire sisters saw with relief that he pushed the log away from the whirling blade, just as Charles's toes were about to be sliced. Foreman Flacatono whirled around and stared at Violet in beady rage. She knew that he knew that she knew.